Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Televangelist Podcast. We are covering the last and final episode of WandaVision, episode 9, called, appropriately, the series finale. I am joined by my co-host for this wild ride of Disney Plus goodness, Keith Fleming.
What's going on, man? It's a little sad that the show's ending. It's been very entertaining, not just watching the show, but something we've discussed about all the theorizing, you know, reading articles, people's opinions. But in the new world of Marvel 24/7, we literally, in like, what, 9 days, we'll have a new Marvel show, and it appears now on Disney Plus. We will have Marvel shows to the end of time.
Yep, either Marvel or...
Star Wars.
Yep. Yeah, one or two. So let's get right into it, and we can either discuss it at the end or in between the lines to talk about what we thought of the series and the finale. And I told Sam that we would do like a three-way dance podcast and talk about the series in general, so we can focus on the show for this one. I guess we could do that next week if anybody wants to listen to it. But yeah. Also, just to say it before we get started, make sure you rate and subscribe the podcast. Share, rate, subscribe, spread the word. Thank you very much. All right, I'll start off. And this is Agnes, or I like to say Agnes still. She ends up being Agnes, but Agnes Agatha to Wanda. I take power from the undeserving. It's kind of my thing.
I enjoyed this because obviously the callback to the witches, you know, the Salem deal with her mom and the rest of the sisters, but it's just ironic and kind of a good job of showing kind of like what happened with Thanos in Endgame, where you could in Infinity War say, yes, he's crazy, but he kind of has, you know, some points that he's making. I mean, Agatha says she's taking from the undeserving. It's like, actually, you're stealing power from people that are more powerful from you while trying to trick them. So I don't know if that actually is anything other than just theft, but it's absolutely, you know, her bag.
I want to ask you, did it work for you what her motivation, what her dramatic need was? And that's Agnes, because so your plan is to steal power from the most powerful being that you've ever heard of and fathomed. That's your plan, to take her power? To me, that seemed like a little not strategic.
So correct me if I'm wrong. In the comics, she's more of almost a mentor. Mm-hmm. And to me, it would make more sense, even if this was her ultimate plan, to do that from the beginning, to sort of, you know, try to befriend her, not as this fake neighbor, but actually as another witch that has been alive for, you know, hundreds of years and understands Wanda and her powers, and then slowly try to take it, especially because, and we'll get into those lines later, I thought the most effective stuff she said was when, you know, I'll get rid of this curse from you. I can let you keep your family and your little world. And this is the one big issue I have with Marvel overall. And again, I love almost all their stuff, but if you take away Thanos and Loki, they have not done a good job building up villains, and it's consistently because they don't give you enough of their motive, the reasoning behind it. And to me, a great villain is what ultimately makes great superheroes.
Should be you now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have, and this is WandaVision early in the episode when he shows up. I should have told you everything. All I could think was, duh, the communication between you two. She should have also added, I should have tried to see if you were alive after we thought you died 2 episodes previously. But there just was a lot of, you know, communication, whether it was from guilt, shame, fear of losing these people. Wanda really kind of backed herself in a corner in so many of these situations because she was not truthful with the people she supposedly loved, including herself.
Yeah, I thought she comes to this realization way too late after it blows up. And we talked about that. And I think it's somewhat because of the character that Wanda is, even in the comics, that she could be a little oblivious or out of control, or even stereotypically like a hysterical female on some level. And then it's some where they're just plot holes where they can't navigate the complexity of what she's dealing with the moral implications, and we could talk about that later.
Sort of like joining a terrorism group when, literally you lost your parents to, infighting in your own country. And I loved how Agatha called her out for that, going, "So your, response to that was to join a terrorist organization?" And
Yeah,
she
she's
goes, "We were going
always
to
been
change the world."
misguided. Yeah, and yeah,
It was
she kind of
ridiculous.
stuck by the terrorist group thing
Yeah.
too. She's like, "Yeah, we're gonna change the world." Like, wait a minute, you're
Like,
not
about what, killing a bunch of
you
innocent
don't
people?
regret that? And so I tried to redact some of this because I think the weakest part of this whole episode is all the sword stuff with Hayward. Jimmy might be the weakest thing, but with Hayward and Jimmy, they had the confrontation, and Hayward says, "You could have been part of that victory, Jimmy, if you only had a little more vision." And so it's played, I know, it's played in a cheesy way, but like, why? Why do we make Hayward the I didn't think they were gonna go that far, but the mustache twirling villain that they made Hayward this last episode was just out of control. And then you had Jimmy later on pick the, I guess that's supposed to be a callback to the magic tricks, but to be able to pick the, I mean, he just became Houdini. He could pick the locks with the paperclip now, and
He
how
took
he,
some magic classes with Ant-Man,
yeah, and he
apparently.
so easily got his people. They didn't check it for the cell phone, and he so easily called his people, and for some reason they just believed him. It was a lot of Scooby-Doo in this episode, and that was part of my problem.
Was a continuation, too, of your point just a minute ago with the weakness of the villains. You've sort of made Hayward a joke most of the episode, and then at the end, he's trying to kill two kids, which is not really matching up with a villain that you sort of made a goof. I mean, that's somebody who's deranged. It's going to kill children. It
In his
just
defense, they're like sort of imaginary children.
that's fair. And
But still,
also,
I thought that was
again,
too much though. I'm like,
if
he
you're a
went for
human and you see these people with this power, like, I thought that was a great point you made, I think, when he first sort of became a villain in
yeah, they made
the
it more
show, that yeah,
realistic.
you're going to have fears and you're going to want to stomp that out because you've seen what can happen from these people.
I just that was a lot. The
It
killing the they're
was.
trying to kill the kids. That's a
It's
lot. I don't
like,
care
yikes.
if they're imaginary. Like you shouldn't even if you're playing a video game, you shouldn't try to shoot kids. Like you just should not. That's just a line, man.
I wouldn't even do that in Grand Theft
That's
Auto,
what
and
I'm
that was
saying.
literally
Like
all I did on the game, was just try to basically
not a
destroy
kid.
stuff.
Not even on, in any circumstance.
Moving on to a good interaction between Agatha and Wanda. And honestly, I think something that's going to set up for the next Doctor Strange movie. Two things that Agatha said to her is the first is, did you know there's an entire a chapter devoted to you in the Darkhold? That's the Book of the Damned. And then your powers exceed that of the Sorcerer Supreme. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Doctor Strange is not technically the Sorcerer Supreme yet, right? Like, I know that the previous one has died and he is sort of the heir apparent, but he is not that yet.
Not in the, I don't think necessarily in the movie, but I think
Okay.
it's understood in the Marvel universe that he is. So I'm looking at that as a line towards him. So even if he's not the Sorcerer Supreme technically, it's like that's what he's gonna be. So it's still talking about him, and maybe he probably will be it by Doctor Strange too.
Do you think it would be more interesting if Wanda is the villain in Doctor Strange, or if it's Doctor Strange sort of training her or helping her with her powers?
I mean, I think it would be much more interesting if Wanda was a tweener. If she was a tweener, if you think about wrestling, she's a tweener like her daddy in the comics, which doesn't look like they're going to do it here. But Magneto goes back and forth all the
He's like the
time.
Big Show of Marvel.
Yeah. Magneto is with the X-Men. He's against the X-Men. He's with them. He's against them. So I think that would be more interesting if her motives were unclear and you kind of understood or you kind of didn't. Or if she was the villain, she's a villain like Thanos or Killmonger, where, or even if she had to do bad things, we could continue it. She has to do bad things to get her kids back.
Which
But
I
I
think
think,
that was what that was hinting at
but
the
I don't know if
very
she's gonna do
end.
bad things to get them back though. I think
Well,
she's
she
just.
just proved, though, that she's not a po- I mean, I guess you could say she learned her lesson, but I mean, I think, and we'll get into that again a little bit later, but they kind of let her off scot-free.
Yeah,
Some
that's my
very
biggest thing. I've been
difficult
arguing with
behavior.
people in the watch group for the Ringer podcast. I've been arguing about that. They did let her off morally. It's
Especially
unbelievable.
Monica. I mean,
It,
it's
yeah,
like.
it's unbelievable the way they did it. Let's see. Yeah, we got that one. And so, it's your destiny to destroy the world, Agatha says to Wanda. Now, that part lets me think that it's going to be this big thing where Wanda is pushed towards the darkness the more she gets into it, kind of like Jean Grey with the Dark Phoenix.
Now, again, I'm not as big of a comic book fan, so I've tried to wiki as much as I can, but she has, with her powers correct, ripped basically the universe and making it a multiverse. Could that also be sort of a sign of what, that could mean? That she's going to destroy the world as we know it and open it up to, God knows what
Could
coming in.
be. Now, I before this, now it's been a while since I dug into Wanda. Probably the House of M is the last thing. I've read about the updates where she gets the Scarlet Witch title and her mom was the Scarlet Witch and all that stuff. My knowledge of what she can do, and if a comic book reader that's up to date on Wanda at least can advise us, but she has the ability to create her own realities. So they aren't so much timelines, but almost elude, like the hex. It's like the
And that's what they
hex. It's
talked
like
about in the Nexus commercial,
it's yeah,
correct, Lucy? That was
it's
part of
not
the
another
powers.
reality. It's a reality within the reality. It's because that's where House of M was. So that was my knowledge of her and what she can do. But who knows where they'll take it now, because they've definitely souped her up to where she is in the comics, where she's, without saying it, she's a Nexus being.
So this next line, I agree with you. It's the lamest moment in the entire series, but I also loved it. Is the when Monica to Pietro, fake Pietro as we says, "You're Ralph Boner." The only reason I loved it is because us as fans, doing what we do, we get all worked up and have all these theories and all these things, and literally the writers of the show. We're doing that A as an Easter egg. I think it's obvious that that was sort of an Easter egg type deal, but also to just basically make a wiener joke.
It bothered me because I was okay with Quicksilver. Like, I never believed it was leading up to the X-Men. I
Yep, we
gave up
have
on
podcasts that
X-Men.
you said that over and over
I
again.
love X-Men, but I got tired of the X-Men movies. God knows how many there are.
Oh, there's too
But
many.
I got tired of them. I never saw Days of Future Past. I never saw the Apocalypse
Well,
one.
that's actually a good one. The Days of Future
See,
Past is
everybody
actually
says
good.
that. Everybody says that. I gave up too soon, so maybe I will. But I gave up on that one. I mean, it's a cool comic book storyline, so I should. But maybe I'll watch that. I've been thinking about watching that since I've got Disney Plus. But I did watch Dark Phoenix, which is oddly enough, which everybody hated, and I didn't hate it, but
No, I didn't think it was bad. The one before was really bad. Apocalypse is awful.
yeah, I heard that too. But so I'm real picky about the X-Men too and what they do with the characters and who ranks where and everything. And so, but I just. I don't know. So I never believed in it. I never was hyped about it. But don't make it into like a toll, almost like a troll. Like, I don't know. And then it wouldn't have been so bad if there wasn't a joke. But then he had this super speed that she couldn't escape. But then she walked
I
up to him
didn't
and grabbed him
understand
and
that.
threw him. So at
I
any
did not
time
understand.
he
He
should have
even
been.
said right at the beginning of the interaction, "Do you want to get put in your place again?" And then he just got schooled.
Yeah,
And
it's like how
I
would
was
she
really
be
confused about
without
that.
powers? That was just really, really
It was very
bad.
weird.
Very lame. I wrote in my notes the lamest moment in the entire series. All right, so then this is the people. There are a lot of comments, and we can talk about all of the people that went after Wanda as far as the townspeople of Westview. But I thought this was one of the best lines, or the this was the I don't know his name, but he was a guy that looks like he's of Asian descent, maybe Indian descent or whatever. Southeast Asia. I don't even know how to put that
He's
on a
not a
map,
salt
but.
team. We know
Yeah, you're not a salt team. Team Magic Carpet, if you follow our groups. That's an
that.
affectionate term
What's
that
up,
they've called
Rion?
themselves. But he says, and this was also Vision's co-worker, "When you let us sleep, we have your nightmares." And another person from town says, I think this is a woman. My husband's on a business trip. Can you tell him I love him and then never come back here? And the lady from that 70s show, I believe she says, like, if you're not gonna let us go, just kill us.
And
And the
that's not
thing,
even including the mother who is begging her to
yeah,
let her see her
Dottie,
daughter so she can hold her. I mean, this
another
was, in
red
my
her
opinion,
another
some
red
of the
herring.
most powerful stuff
Yeah.
in the episode. And I just hope it does come into play because, again, they let her off the hook at the end, overall. And I know there hasn't been a big reaction to it. This is just pretty much Monica. And I mean, obviously, you had a bunch of soldiers doing this. Hayward said, and then, the citizens, the minute she opened the gate, were out of there. But I mean, she tortured these people, like absolutely tortured them, and even had the nerve, or I guess the arrogance, to say she was keeping them safe and happy. And it's like everything you've heard when somebody is alive and woke has been just terrified of you, the situation they're in. Several of them have asked to die.
Yeah.
It just was dark stuff, but I thought it was really good. Just I didn't like the payoff for it.
Yeah, this part was good to hold her accountable and confront her with it and not to let her get off. But I've seen so many people, I guess because she's framed as a hero, justify it. And we haven't got to that crazy line yet, so we don't want to spoil it. But to justify, she mentally enslaved these people. She violated them on so many levels, and she wouldn't let them see their children, people that needed to be, like the guy who said, the
Oh, it was,
co-worker, I think he
yep.
said he had a sick father that
He
needed to be
did,
taken care
yep.
of. So like, she's done
He may have
just,
died for all we
yeah,
know.
horrible stuff, and the show can't totally pull the trigger on the complexity of it when this was something that Marvel was actually very good at. With the first Iron Man movie, the complexity of Tony Stark being an arms dealer, and even the second one kind of having to deal with that, and in the Civil War movies,
And kind of
and
paid off, right, in the Ultron movie that,
yeah.
he created basically the next supervillain.
Yeah. So at some point, I admit, and everybody said, well, the story's not over, but the WandaVision story is over,
Yep.
and she doesn't necessarily have to suffer the consequences in WandaVision, but the message of the damn show should not let her get off scot-free. That's the problem, the message that they're sending about that.
Completely agree, especially Monica's line. And then again, just I thought Agatha was the MVP of this season. I hope that she's going to come back. I've heard potentially Loki, she's going to be involved in Loki's show with her being left there. But when they're in their battle, she says to Wanda, "What's stopping you? Use your power and let them go. Heroes don't torture people," which it's like, thank you, Agatha, the villain, for saying what a lot of us have been saying. And then just soon after, now do you see you tied your family to a twisted world? No one can't survive without the order. Save Westview or your family. And I mean, she's saying this literally as she's watching Vision and her kids start to evaporate before her eyes. I thought this was just both very, very poignant things for Agatha to say, and it made you believe, well, maybe Wanda will give her powers, like just willingly, because she wants to save her family. We've seen what she's done just to have this moment with them, and at times she seems to hate her powers.
And she doesn't have that control over it either, and it's like she doesn't have the experience, or we see that in the cut scene. Oh, not the cut scene, but the end credit scene. Yeah, it actually is an end credit because there was a mid and an end credit scene where she's learning about
We'd
her
eventually get it
powers,
right?
right? And so she's learning about her powers, but the way she created it, I guess when she created it, I will give it to her that that was subconscious, but eventually she had the knowledge of it. But she created it so they're connected to one another. She's not powerful enough to just create something out of nothing that's not in the hex. So it was very powerful. It worked, and it showed that eventually she did the right thing. And I think that's okay. That's redemptive. You can do the right thing, and then you could try to, serve the rest of your life trying to atone for it, or do something to atone for it. So that part was absolutely fine. I thought, and did you did Did you smack the, did you get both those lines?
I did, yeah. So
That's
we
how I
go over
thought
to
you
the vision
combined them, yeah.
stuff. Yep.
All right, so then we got to my favorite part. The highlight of it all is, I thought of the whole episode was the Vision fight. I thought the fight, a lot of people have criticized Marvel fights, and you can chime in on that if you want, how Marvel fights have become rote and boring and unimaginative. And I do think that was definitely a paint by the numbers Marvel fight with Vision and Wanda. It reminded me of something on CW, and at worst, like Hocus Pocus of Disney Channel. Like, there was not a great, it had its moments, but that was not a great fight scene with Wanda and Agatha. But I thought great stuff with the two Visions, visually and mentally. He says, "But I am not the true Vision, only a conditional Vision," he says. What did you take of that?
I love this entire, completely agree with you. I love the analogy about the boat, which gets remodeled to where, say, they replace every plank. Is that then the original boat or something new? And this is sort of at the end of that conversation where he says, I'm not the true vision, only a conditional one. And in reality, neither one of them are vision because each time he keeps coming up, he's a different version. And just again, to your point, this is the kind of stuff I wish Marvel would do more of, is that it doesn't always have to be physical battles. And sometimes the most powerful thing is going to be more
A conversation.
dialogue. And I will say, though, that I did think that a lot of the special effects were just absolutely beautiful. Like the entire Hex coming apart,
Yeah,
Wanda
that part was
doing
good.
the Incredibles move of blocking the kids in Vision. Like, but it's weird that you're right that they had so many great special effects and then others that looked hokey. But I'm just glad to see that it proves that Marvel is committed to spend the money on the TV shows, which has been my issue with S.H.I.E.L.D., Luke Cage. Some of the shows that they've had were good shows. Daredevil, they just didn't seem to spend the money on the look and the special effects of those shows. And they've proven here that they're going to, which gives me confidence moving forward.
And that was kind of, and what you mentioned when they were talking about the ship of Theseus, that I thought that was a great analogy and a great way to, a great way to
Kind of
reason
explain it,
with,
right?
yeah, reason
Yeah.
with the White Vision. But like, what the hell happened to him? Why did he just
Man,
fly off? What's your theory on that?
that I have absolutely no idea. I mean, the only thing I can come up with is that he realized he was being manipulated. And then he had this huge data dump of all these memories, not just the ones with Wanda. You got to realize that's everything that, Vision has experienced or at least knows. And remember, this is from Wanda's memories, I'm assuming, and not just overall. But I don't know where he went. I wish they would have gave us some kind of idea of that. I'm assuming they're just saving that for him to show up later. And then again, the thing that really bothered me is like, hey, Vision, you had quite a lot of time with Wanda before it was over, probably giving her a heads up that White Vision is not dead, which I think we can assume she probably thinks that. I don't think she probably saw him
Yeah,
fly
she assumed that
away.
he'd won, I would imagine. She assumed her husband won since she
Right.
saw him.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's going to be kind of a mind fudge when she does see him. And I just do not understand, why they would, do that. But do you think White Vision is going to end up like, I mean, I guess is he going to eventually be in an Avenger again? Is that kind of what happens in the comics?
In the comics, White Vision is like, that's actually the first Vision I ever met was White Vision. But he's
Okay.
emotionless and he doesn't recognize her and he doesn't have feelings for her at all. And I believe he eventually just goes back and eventually
But he's
becomes
not
an
trying to
Avenger.
kill her, correct? They're just.
No, that's not. No. He just
That was
comes.
actually pretty powerful too, how
Yeah,
he
that
sort
was.
of
Yeah, he start
transformed,
crushing her
tried to.
head. That was
Yeah, that
cool.
was.
I would have preferred it if he stayed evil. I would
I
have. Because
completely
now,
agree.
to me, it just. You're just allowing so all this show about grief and loss, and she doesn't really lose anybody.
I'm so glad we're about to get into this.
Because
You're
she.
going to talk about the stakes, right? Because it's my big issue with Marvel kind of lately is not only you have that, I mean, Hayward just goes to jail, I'm assuming, for trying to kill two kids. Wanda kind of gets away with, nothing. I know
What's
technically she's
Hayward's
a fugitive.
crime? They did you get that clear? They were saying
Well,
he's
that's fair.
lying.
I guess he hasn't shot. I mean, I'm
They're
assuming it
not
would
real
just
kids.
be,
It's not attempted murder.
Maybe they don't know about Vision and the Sokovian Accords. I think that would be the one, because part of the Sokovian Accords is they have to be registered and everything go through it, and you can tell that he was
Yeah, he was
on
doing that
his
on it.
own in
Yeah.
that.
He wasn't telling the truth about that. Yeah. But does that apply to Vision, or does that apply? He's the head of S.W.O.R.D. Can't he just do it?
Again, there's a lot of stuff there that they didn't
Because it didn't
totally
flesh out.
explain. Yep.
So
And
I don't want to say
it's
the end
frustrating when you
felt.
have 9 episodes. You have time to do it.
It had that Game of Thrones feel to me, the last season where it felt thrown together. Just the last episode. And the second to last episode was just a choice. That was just a choice to do the flashback. That's fine or whatever. But I'll knock these two out, and then we can get back into our rhythm since I'm already talking. There were two lines where Haywood tried to kill the children. Monica says, no, stand down. And the military is trying to shoot the kids, and eventually Haywood does. Monica does her little trick, hocus pocus, no pun intended. And then the kid does we call the good one Billy. And then Billy does his little hocus pocus and stops the bullet. As you said, they really made Haywood almost jump the shark to shoot at the kids, man.
I mean, whether they're real or not, it's hard to, again, like you said, even in a video game, I don't feel comfortable shooting kids. Like that's not really my bag. Another little nitpick that bothered me is, the nice tricks. I like, yours too to the kids. I mean, I wish they would explain Monica's powers more, and they didn't do
I
that.
don't
And
think
then
they
the
know him.
Okay, that's fair. Well, then let me ask you the next question, and this may be completely out of nowhere, but did you not get the feeling that she sort of turned invisible during that? And could she potentially end up being in Fantastic Four and they cast the, and I'm sorry, I know I don't know Jessica Alba's character
It's Sue
name,
Storm.
Sue Storm, her as Sue Storm?
No, because she's still Photon, Captain Marvel, and whatever other. Spectre, what's her other name? But Photon is the other one. But I think she's still gonna do that, and she's still doing her in Miss Marvel. It wasn't invisible. It's like she can do something with energy. Like she also saw the
Because the
energy
bullets
in the
just went right
necklace
through her.
that Boner had, and when she saw the blue, she saw the purple energy in the basement also. So she kind of has a thing. And then when she got through the hex, there's something with energy. She's got some juice in that. But I don't think it was like. It was more like closer to phasing than invisible, I believe, is
No,
what was going
that
on.
makes more sense. And I love your note for this more than anything. Darcy, as she saves the day, knocking Hayward out, tells him to have fun in prison. And go ahead and say your note, because it's like 100%.
I don't see it anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where you said,
Oh, where's
where the
Darcy?
hell has Darcy been? And it's like
There
she
it
was
is.
one of the
Okay.
best parts of the
I
show,
moved
and
it.
then she's
Yeah,
inside the
where's the
hex
now
and we
just
hear nothing from her really.
Yeah, I don't understand why it took her a whole episode to drive where they still so she basically
Vision had
got
already
there.
been there, had a fight,
She got there 30 minutes after Vision got there. So, and he flew. So what's going on? Like, I don't understand.
Traffic must have been really
And that's
bad.
all she got. Like, I just don't know how they managed these last two episodes. Somehow Darcy should have been in the episode 8. And I sent you that text message, and I'm going really off the cuff here. About it was a screen record, and it was saying that episode 8 was gonna have other stuff in it, and they were gonna have like a monster chase Monica and the boys. And they were also, this would have been the coolest thing ever. Episode 8 was supposed, well, no, that was supposed to be for this episode. Monica and the boys were supposed to be chased. I don't know if I sent you this or not, but they were gonna do a CSI episode.
Yes, I heard
That
that
would
and
have
they
been very
swapped it.
interesting. But
That
they
would have been
wanted to stick with
cool.
the sitcoms, but you didn't stick with the sitcoms in the last two episodes anyway.
Yep.
But if they had done that, could have done a more. They needed to find a way to explain everything, but at the same time, make it entertaining and not have to go back. So I think that's what hurt the last
The
two episodes.
Suicide Squad movies are not perfect, but one of my favorite things about it is they do a good job explaining people's powers while they're there. And if they would have done this CSI
It
episode,
would have been
hopefully
perfect.
we would have learned a, yeah, we would have learned a lot more about, the powers of some of these characters.
And you could have
But
had Darcy. You could have had Darcy and Wu and used their what they do is they do exposition anyway. You could have done it, but so that would have been cool. But
you think Darcy's gonna show up in Thor, God of, was it Love and Thunder?
know. Good question.
I hope
I
so.
hope so. Just the
I
more of
just
her
love
character, the
Darcy.
better. She's funny. She's always been kind of funny. I mean, she's funny in general, Kat Dennings is, but the
Gorgeous.
character is pretty funny.
I'll do the next one. I just love this. Boys, handle the military. Mama will be right back. And I don't believe we included it, so I do want to include this here too. I also loved when Vision tells the kids, "Boys, I'm sorry we didn't prepare you for this." Wanda pauses and goes, "But you were born for it." And it was just really cool to see the kids working together, showing their powers, and we know that they're gonna eventually return, probably part of the Young Avengers, and I think they'll probably be like the leaders, right? I'm assuming that's the way they
Yeah,
are in the
they're the
comics.
money makers. They're the ones who are always on the cover and out front for everything. I don't know. I struggle with that one because it got too incredibly. It like
Did feel
our
like they were.
tones. We got a lot going on. We got like witches and synthezoids and grief and townspeople that are freed slaves. And then we got the Incredibles too. Like there's a lot going on tonally. I struggle with that. I mean, and I like the boys in the show, but I struggled with the tone and how they handled everything in there. But by itself, it's a cute line. But I don't know if they had to keep going with the if they didn't give the line with Monica too. It's like how many times we gonna do the cutesy line with the boys? But you know, that's nitpicking. And this was a good line that you added to it that I didn't have it at first. It says Wanda says the difference between you and me is you did this on purpose. Wanda to Agatha as she takes her back to Salem, and I thought. Part of this, Wanda has to take responsibility, but part of this is she's being overcome, she's being overwhelmed by this. And I was watching Civil War today, actually, when I was what I really do is I play
What
them
a
over my
great
speakers. I don't
movie.
watch them, I'm safe, people, but I play the movies over my speaker or the car and the phone, and I just hear them, you know, while I'm driving home. And it reminded me a little bit of the Winter Soldier. Now, granted, he didn't have any control over his abilities, but it started out, she didn't have control. And then she got what she wanted. She was like, oh, I don't want to lose it.
It was again, I loved everything about it. I loved the Salem, I guess that was episode 7, right, where we first saw the flashback to happening, to go
Yeah.
back there. I thought that
Might
was
have
a
been 8.
great thing. And this was just a great all-around interaction. Right after that, Agatha to Wanda, "You can't win, Wanda." And I love this line. "Power isn't your problem, it's knowledge." And boy, has that not been proven evident in this
That's the
show,
whole
because as
thing.
we've spoken, she's so powerful, but good Lord, just use your damn brain, or just think, because almost all of her big issues are self-inflicted, with the exception of when she was trying to save Cap and killed those people in Civil War. I don't, it's just, it makes Wanda is such a sympathetic character, because she's had all this grief, but it makes you really frustrated and hard to root for somebody who continues to be so short-sighted in her decisions, even with all that grief, and has all this power, because it's a true danger to society to have somebody that honestly doesn't think that much and can do so much damage to everything.
Yeah, it's what Sam says a lot about wrestling heels. I mean, wrestling faces. If you don't know what a face is in wrestling, it's the good guys. He says, you don't want dumb baby faces. Like, you don't want dumb heroes because it's really hard to root for. And I like Wanda. This made me like Wanda and Vision a lot more. I've always was in awe of Wanda's powers at the House of M, but it did make me sympathetic. But then I have mixed feelings about her because of all that happened and the way they presented her in the show. As kind of oblivious and clueless. And this is you like this line a lot. Agatha says, "Give me your power and I will correct the flaws in your original spell. And you and your family and the people of Westview can all live together in peace. And no one will have to feel this pain again, including you."
What a
That was a
sales
powerful
pitch.
line.
I mean, what a sales pitch. And again, this was when I
She
was
should have started with
wondering,
that sales pitch.
is Wanda going to turn heel? Is she going to maybe give her power and then she has to get it back later? And again, just, I mean, Catherine Hahn was phenomenal in this.
Fantastic.
I actually hope she gets an Emmy nomination for a limited series, because I just thought that it was some of the better acting we've seen in Marvel to date, and I hope she comes back because she's a great character.
Yeah, she just really sold this and went all the way out with it. I thought some of the witch stuff was goofy, but I thought it was because of the presentation, or just that witches
Correct.
are goofy, not because
Not
of
the
what she
act,
did,
yes.
because she went all out with this, and I appreciate every single second of it.
So the next, and again, just there's so many powerful lines between, and almost all of them are between Agatha and Wanda. This is after Wanda tricks Agatha, and she goes, "In a given space, only the witch who casts the runes can use her magic. Thanks for the lesson, but I don't need you to tell me who I am." As she becomes the Scarlet Witch, I love the callback because, Agatha really put one over on her in episode 7, and sort of mocked her about not knowing what runes were. And again, on the rewatch, it is really cool to see, and I didn't notice it watching it live. You can see her actually casting the runes, the big, runes, and the hex. While they're, starting that battle, and it was just cool to see her take something that was taught to her by Agatha and use it against her, and what ended up being the end of the battle.
Yeah, at least she's a quick learner in regards
Exactly.
to the magic part. Maybe not life, but she's a pretty quick learner in life. And after she's defeated and Wanda does her badass turn where she becomes the Scarlet Witch and
Without
she's
such a busty outfit, which I
yeah,
know
the lack
Elizabeth
of
Olsen is
cleavage,
very excited about.
we lament that, but Agatha says, "You have no idea what you're unleashed. You've unleashed. You're gonna need me." And Wanda says, "If I do, I know where to find you." And she gives her that role of being Agnes again. Now, did you think she probably deserved it? But at some part, I kind of thought it was a little harsh.
I honestly think that this is more about, Wanda Scarlet Witch being a tweener, because I think she meant what she said, that if I need to know stuff, I
We'll
know
come
where
back
to
to you.
find you. And otherwise, if she would have killed her or obviously let her keep her powers, she may not be able to do that. And it is kind of fitting, or the punishment fitting the crime, that she ends up being the nosy neighbor that she tried to portray herself in the beginning. And I just again hope though that Agatha, whether it be through Loki, this Wanda Doctor Strange narrative comes back and could even still have that mentor role potentially later on in the movies or TV shows.
I'm gonna need Wanda to get hooked up with the Avengers. I need some kind of tribunals and some kind of laws and orders. The Avengers always talk about what a consequence would be, or there's already something set up. Like I Wanda doing what she does in her own. I struggle with Wanda.
And the Avengers are inconsistent too. Like the
they are.
whole, my biggest problem with Infinity War was we don't trade lives. And it's like it's Vision. No offense, but we're talking about half of population in the world, in the galaxy. And for a sentient being, you're not going to give it up. So it's not just them. And again, we talked about it on our previous podcast. They haven't even really checked on Scarlet Witch, knowing everything Wanda had been through. I mean, it seems like somebody probably should have been keeping tabs on her, knowing her power. I mean, it's one of my favorite lines in any of the Marvel movies when she comes down in Infinity War and starts kicking ass, and she's like, "What has she been doing up there the whole time?" Yet another decision where you take one of your most powerful weapons. And just have her basically guarding and looking over the battle and not on the field. So I'm with you that, and I think it's important to do that to build a storyline similar to wrestling, to sort of have a structure, have rules, and then that way when they break them or they disagree with them, we kind of understand, why things go haywire. The next couple of lines is just, I mean, this was very powerful, very good stuff by Elizabeth Olsen. I mean, just very sad to think they're putting the kids to bed. I don't know if the kids were aware that they're dying. I'm assuming that they would because of what happened earlier in the episode. But Vision and her go, "We're very proud of you both, very proud." And then Wanda says to him, "A family could never truly leave each other if they try, even if they tried. I just thought this was great and really sad. This is where the tragic part of this series that you talked about was very effective, because we know this is what she wanted more than anything, and ultimately she had to willingly give that up in order to move forward, which with everything she's been through is a real gut punch.
And next, Wanda says, well, Vision says actually to Wanda, he says, "Wanda, I know we can't stay like this, but before we go, what am I?" Wanda responds, "You, Vision, are a piece of the Mind Stone that lives in me. You are my sadness and my hope." And I thought that was the part. The show is supposed to be about grief. I don't think it's as high and mighty as to say that it's a meditation on grief. But the show does address grief, and it puts it in superhero and sitcom settings. And I know a lot of people have said they've been touched by that, but I thought it was just really cool that she said that, like, the good parts of her are where Vision came from.
I completely agree. The other thing, I know that it was sort of viewed, or it looked like that the Mind Stone became a part of her. But, I mean, is she the Mind Stone at this point? Because we know they destroyed him, correct?
Yeah, I don't even know. It's so, like, that exposure to it, like,
Because Kevin
it's a
Feige
part of
has said
her.
that they're still out there, but they're like, what do you say, particles at this point and not physical stones. And it just makes me wonder if she is, the Mind Stone at this
I always
point.
get confused by that Mind Stone crap. Like, I just know all the crap. The only time I ever cared about it is when they went in Thanos' glove. But
The
yeah, I mean,
gauntlet.
she's obviously, it heightened her powers, and I think it's just a part of her, or the essence of the Mind Stone is a part of her.
So, this is where I again, got a little frustrated, was just when, Wanda and Monica are having their discussion, and Monica says that, I would have, if I had the chance to bring my mother back, I would have done the same thing, which is like, after what you just saw and these people coming awake and talking about that they're being kept away from their loved ones and they're miserable, that kind of gave me an issue. And Wanda sort of half-ass, I'm sorry for all the pain I've caused. I don't understand this power, but I will. And it's like, again, if she doesn't understand it and this is what she used it for, what is she going to do when she understands and knows what she can do? That kind of left me a little scary. I'm with you, though, that I would be on board if she was the villain, even if she is going to be redeemed again because of everything she's been through and this power. But I did not love this part between Wanda and Monica. It was one of my least favorite because they just kind of let her off the hook, in the words of Dennis Green.
This is so horrible. I can't even fathom why they thought the line, you didn't say this one, but you said this one after it. She says, Monica says to her, "They will never know what you sacrificed for them." No, they were not talking about,
The other way around there,
Age of
Monica.
Ultron. No, they were not talking about Infinity War or Endgame. They were talking about the fucking event that just happened.
Yikes.
And you cannot say that it is a sacrifice
She's the
to
victim.
free a slave, to free people that you had captive just because you lost something from that captivity. That's insane. Don't, the figments of her imagination, even, you can play it out further, but basically, figments of her imagination and her powers, you had these people enslaved and they had to sacrifice their lives for your whims, and then you start the fire. You don't get a cookie because you put it out. It's like, if you
No, I
wouldn't be in that
completely
situation, I
agree.
told the people in the watch group, I said, "I bet some of you believe that OJ is looking for the real killers too." Because, like, if you are gonna say, like, what? That's like him saying,
It's basically having two villains, right? Because, I mean, for Monica to say that, it's like, so
it
wait a
really
minute.
dampened me
We
on
had the most
Monica.
powerful being in the universe, basically being saying it's okay for ruining all these people's lives, because as you made the point in an earlier episode, this isn't over for those real people. They're going to be traumatized for life, and I hope that comes up again. But then for Monica, who is a character with new powers, I hope she doesn't eventually get the ability to bring people back from the dead, no matter what happens.
What's she gonna do? Yeah,
she'd do it.
I thought the grandmother thing was a little weak. That's not. I mean, the mother thing. That's not the same thing.
No.
Is what just because you lost somebody, it doesn't necessarily give you an instant connection, and it doesn't say that you're gonna excuse everything somebody did to because of their grief. You know, just because I lost my dad doesn't mean I'm gonna excuse somebody that goes on a murderous rampage because they lose their son.
Exactly.
Like, that doesn't make me, you know, it
Come
just
on, people.
Doesn't
great
make
power
sense.
Comes great responsibility.
Yeah.
We've heard it from Uncle Ben for forever.
And so it just doesn't, it just to me was the way of the script, just giving the writers giving one last tweak to make sure that you don't hate Wanda.
And that's the no stakes thing we were getting into earlier. And my one big issue with Marvel, and it was, you said Game of Thrones again, the season, it was like the Battle of Winterfield. Every good guy survived.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you look like it, and even Endgame, yes, I know Tony died, but that made a lot of sense. Cap, you know, technically is gone. But I mean, you have so many characters that have came back, basically everybody that was blipped. Vision has came back. You know, it just feels like that sometimes there's not the stakes that there should be. Even in this episode, Agatha survived. Hayward, you know, everybody survived. Even the kids who we thought were the one person or people that were definitely gone in the post-credit scene, we know they're out there somewhere. And it just, if they're going to continue to improve and continue to make these the quality that they have, there has to be true stakes, and I worry that they're getting away from that so far in, especially in a world that, correct me if I'm wrong, they can bring back anybody eventually. So why can't you just kill some of these people off and then still bring them back? They do it in the comics all the time later down the road.
Yeah, I don't – you have a great point there about the stakes. It's just – it's like they want to make it like – a comic now where the deaths don't count. Because a comic, the way it makes money is that the storyline goes on in perpetuity. So you do that. But but they have so many stories and so many characters
exactly.
to pull from. They don't have to do that. And there was a lot of people that said that this show was just preparation for Doctor Strange. I don't believe that because
I don't either.
Because it they didn't there isn't much. Like if you didn't watch, okay, so if you
it's
don't
an origin
know about,
story, right? It's all about Wanda becoming the Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is now.
So if you didn't know anything about the inner workings, nothing about this would make you watch Doctor Strange, other than
Absolutely.
Saying Wanda's in it. But like the storyline, nothing transfers, just the character, and they've done that all along.
We just know
anyway.
She's stronger than the Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah,
that's
which,
it. Like that's all.
No
we
one
know.
Person wouldn't say that. Let's. I think we covered all this. What did you think of the post-credit scenes?
I mean, they were okay. I'm more interested, honestly, even though the probably the better one was the second one, just with what the hell Fury is doing with the Skrulls.
Yeah.
Because this is now the second time that we know he's up there. We know that during Spider-Man, Far From Home, that was not, you know, Nick Fury. And now we obviously have to assume that Monica is going to be involved with this storyline, which I'm assuming is going to be the Invasion, which I hear is a really cool comic. It's
supposed to be a Secret Invasion.
The last, post-credit scene with Wanda, she was doing what Doctor Strange did, but he was asleep. She was awake. Does that just kind of prove her power again?
Yeah,
that she's more powerful.
The astral projection,
she can be awake
yeah.
and do it. Yeah, two things.
Shows how she, which is her power, and she's stronger and all that. But I just thought it was kind of a cop out. I knew they were going to do something with Monica, but it was kind of a cop out to show that the kids were alive. I don't know. So you basically gave it up, but in the last, you got White Vision alive with the memories, and he's really the original Vision, and then you got your kids out there somewhere. So I just thought that again, that lowered the stakes. But let's wrap up. But give this show a grade and give it a tweet length review or summation.
All right, one quick thing before we do that. Did you hear that they were still Editing and finishing episode 9
When we
when
started,
episode 7 aired. So
I heard
they
it was,
literally. Okay, I thought
I
I
heard it
heard
was
that it
just
was
when number
episode, maybe it
one.
was episode 1, but it makes me wonder why didn't they course correct on some of this stuff when everything got. I mean, like, to your point, I would have taken probably the Ralph Boner thing out of there when it got out of control because that could look at us a slap in the face. I just thought it was interesting that. You would assume this would have been done for a while, but they were still frantically working on it. It sounds like almost to the end.
I just heard it was they were finishing it up with when episode one of, so I just heard
Okay.
something different. So that would change the difference. So I
That
don't
makes
know.
yeah, that's a different timeline. But okay, so for the review, if we're going on a scale of 1 to 10, I would say probably 8.5. I really enjoyed it. It gave me 9 weeks of something to talk about, look forward to. Was it perfect? Absolutely not. It's a lot like the AEW Revolution pay-per-view that I watched Sunday and paid $50 for. And the tweet review would just be Marvel is now moving into TV shows and is going to continue to dominate movies, TV, social network. And it's just this, giant ball rolling down the hill, picking up steam.
I guess my tweet length review. I would give it a B, probably an 8 out of 10 if you were if we were scoring at home.
In the dunk contest.
My yeah, right. My tweet length review kind of thing would be engaging premise, mysterious start, stumbled a bit at the landing, but enjoyable is what I would go. Because I think
Do you
it
think
just
it's fair to say now the first few episodes, which I was particularly harsh on, may have been the best episodes in the show?
Yeah, because it prepped you
And
for
with
the,
what it led to.
and if they had done all three episodes, if they could, I think there was, and I think that definitely was something with how they finished it up. But if they had done all three episodes and released it, it would have been perfect because you would have got the kind of feel for it. You wouldn't
I
have had to wait
actually
that extra
agree.
week.
Yep.
You can't. In isolation, those two episodes, you're like, what the hell is going on? But part of the most fun I ever had watching this show was wondering and figuring out what the hell was going on. So once I knew what
Absolutely.
the hell was going on, it wasn't as fun, but.
And I do want to give you again kudos, something we said before the podcast started. You made me accept and not be one of these people flipping out on the internet because it didn't go down the way I wanted to, because you figured out 2, 3 episodes. This was going to be a lot more straightforward than people were, doing. You were getting yourself worked up. And when you do that, you end up being disappointed. I mean, even something like Game of Thrones, which not saying the final season was great, it wasn't, but it wasn't as bad as everybody
Yeah.
said. It just wasn't what they, had
They want it,
intended or
yeah.
visioned or, what same thing you talk about wrestling. And if it wasn't for you telling me that for 2, 3 weeks in the middle of this season, I would have been one of those people. So
It
I
took me a while.
appreciate
I was
that.
like, wait a minute, this stuff ain't adding up, and it doesn't seem like this is what they're leading to, And then so I, Al Pacino, was it gonna show
Right,
up?
it's the
I think
devil,
that's when I
God
hit it. I was
Almighty.
like, man, I'm out here.
John Krasinski, who's not even been, cast
Yeah,
for
I knew
a
that was
position.
shady. But I'm like, if Al Pacino is Mephisto, I think we've gone too far, man. I don't think that's
That would
gonna
be the
happen.
jump the shark moment for Marvel,
Yeah,
right?
really. I was for it. I was ready though. But that would have been just stupid. So
Hooah!
I know, right? We're gonna have Sam Ho. Ho. That works.
Sam
Sam
Ho!
Hugh. What, how do you say it?
It's Sam Howe, which I didn't know
How, which
until you
doesn't, yeah,
tell me.
doesn't
It just
spell.
doesn't look or sound
It
like it's
doesn't look like
spelled.
that. For the people that don't know, his name is Hough. So how? I don't know how that happens. I don't know how his name is How. So that's a Hayward joke. But anyway, ran a little long. But rate, review the podcast. Next week we'll have
And if
a
you don't think we were negative enough, Sam will be next week. I can assure you
definitely,
of that.
definitely. All right, for the both of
RC, I enjoyed
us,
it, buddy.
hope you enjoyed the show.